Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
And we are back. Hour number two for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard with us. All right, Cam, it is time for our... We've broken this down into three sections, our prop bets for the Masters this week. We have the exotics. We have matchups. We have top. You just have 20s. I threw in some 10s and even 130 that I wanted to play. Let's start, Cam, with your special props, the exotics, which leads with that Tiger to make the cut board. Here we go.
This is our appetizer, Carver. These are ones that we just put together. I guarantee we'll probably have like at least another 20 of these things, but this is just a starter. Tiger to make the cut. It's on many sites as a bet boost. You're not going to find plus 100, but if you do, you got to bet it. In my opinion, the value's too good. So I think Tiger Woods, he'll play well on Thursday, hang on Friday, and find a way to be there for the weekend. And, you know, if the weather's bad, then he's probably going to be done. Phil Mickelson to miss the cut, big time. I don't think this guy has a chance in hell. Like, you know what I mean? He's a pariah out there. I just think if it falls apart for Phil, it's really going to fall apart. Here's kind of a spite parlay. You could like this one, Carver. This is right up your wheelhouse. This is the Joe Lisi special. DeChambeau, as we said. Mr. Polygraph with Phil. A snake oil salesman team. Plus 450. Are you buying? I am not selling. I, you know what, guys? I think they're both going to miss the cut. Plus 450. Let's rock. Look at these country markets. South Americans. Neiman, who's he got to beat? His buddy Mito Pereira and a couple amateurs? I'm in at minus 120. It's probably a sucker bet. Taylor Moore, Moops, not Ryan, Taylor, the other Moops, top debutant. This is his debut, plus 850. Jordan Spieth, I'm going to take a couple of our Americans for you, Seattle, and the rest of our friends in the United States. Jordan Spieth is my guy. I don't care what anybody says. People are trying to talk me off him all week. I'm betting him. I don't care about the metrics. Plus 850. And Xander Schauffele, top USA. You know what the sad thing is? Scottie Scheffler might win this tournament again, and all of our bets are up in smoke. But at those prices, yeah. Xander Schauffele, top USA, 15-1. Sorry, Carver, got a sprinkle.
That's the thing. Those top USA, you're going after Scheffler with those also.
I know.
Like betting the outrights. You got to try to beat Scotty. Here is my list of exotics for you. I am doing a make-the-cut parlay with three guys with some real good history here. Minwoo Lee, Patrick Reed, and Tommy Fleetwood. Plus 120. Make-the-cut parlay for those three guys. How about Rory and Spieth? Top 10 parlay at plus 320. Both guys to finish in the top 10. Next, top rest of the world player. I went to those international markets like you, and they have Cam Smith. This is rest of the world, so no Europe. No America, no South America, rest of the world, Cameron Smith, plus 500. Not bad. I'm in the mix there. Tom Kim, top Asian player at plus 500. He is on my board. Now, there's some good ones out there. You've got Hideki,
like
past champion. You've got Siwoo Kim. You've got Sungjae Im. You've got some real good guys in that market. But I'm going to take a shot with Tom Kim. And my last one, top senior. Every year now, Cam, I'm in the mix with Bernard Langer to be the top senior. And remember this, Mickelson technically qualifies for that. So you can bet Mickelson for top senior. But like Cam just said, Mickelson is going to probably finish second or third to last or fifth to last in this tournament. So we're going with Bernie to be the top senior, Cam, at plus 340.
I love your pick. Yeah, honestly, if it was a matchup bet like Bernard Langer versus Mickelson, I'll take Langer.
I would too. No doubt. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Coast to coast on a Tuesday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid, Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us. All right, Cam, top 20 finishes for you.
Oh, yeah. All day, all night. I love the Spieth Schauffele parlay. You like it too, Car? I think, like, honestly, I love both of those guys top 10, so I got to take them 20. Sanjay M is a guy, I'm not sure if he's going to win, but I can tell you one thing. His ball striking is impeccable, and if it's wet, which they say, I like him even more. Corey Connors, the Canadian, playing with house money. You could take him top Canadian, too. All he's got to beat is Hadwin, basically, and Mackenzie Hughes. He's a minus 165, Carver, but I know you like plus money on this show, so give me Corey at plus 125. And Mr. Burns, I think he's actually kind of flying under the radar this week at plus 135. So those are my guys for top 20s.
I'm with you on Mr. Burns. I think he could play well at this course, even though he's only played once and he missed the cut. I think he can get in the mix. Here you go for me. Cameron Smith, top 10 at plus 190. I do believe that he is going to be involved on Sunday for the LIV guys. The Irish Bear, Shane Lowry for a top 10 at plus 450. Wow. Big numbers for the Bear. Minwoo Lee was excellent here a year ago at Augusta. He's back. Let's do a top 20 at 190. Patrick Reed, me and you have already talked about. T20 at plus 190 for him. And I know you like this one, Cam. Cameron Champ at top 30. Now, why? Now, this guy is a total jabroni. He is awful every single week. But guess what, Cam? Believe it or not, this guy is great at Augusta. He's had three previous starts. Top 10 last year. His other two starts inside the top 26. He's awful everywhere else, but the guy can play at Augusta, and they're giving you a fat price at plus 210 for him to finish just in the top 30. That's what I've got for you on the top markets, Cam. We will come back.
You got a lot.
And we'll finish with the matchups.
You got a lot of Minwoo Lee. I did a show earlier today. I'm Pat Mayo's butler if Minwoo Lee wins. I said, he's going to win.
We'll come back. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver Hyde Cam in for Scotty. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty, Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. All right, we're going to finish the golf here. Tomorrow we'll do the outrights and the first round leaders, as we always do before every tournament on a Wednesday. All right, Cam, your matchups for the Masters in Augusta. Final section for us here. What do you got?
I find it interesting, Carver. I don't mind laying juice if we're going to get things done. Here's the deal. I love Rory McIlroy, but Scottie Scheffler, like, I almost don't want to bet any of these outrights tomorrow. Like, right. If they go Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, I just told my girlfriend, like, can we get something new? But he's just that damn good. Here's the thing. I love Max Homa, but I like Sungjae Im. I like Sungjae Im on this track. I'm going to lay 20 cents with him in that matchup. Schauffele, I think, will be in contention. And I don't know about Justin Thomas. He's very inconsistent, just over a pick'em. This one's juicy, but I love it. But you just told me at the start of the show, Cam, what about that Will Zalatoris? Watch him show up this week. You better not, because I like Finau over you, and I will lay the juice. Juice isn't a problem if we win the bet. Give me some. I'll have some more than four.
If that Willie Z outright slides to 40 by Thursday morning, I'm getting in. That's like the number for me. Yep. If I see a 40 or higher with Willie Z, I'm going to be involved. All right, matchups for me. I'm sticking with Spieth. Here over Rahm, good price, plus 136.
I love it.
Jordan loves this course. And how about this about Jordan Spieth, Cam? I saw this morning. Masters, of course, ends on Easter Sunday this week. The last 2 years, he's won a tournament on Easter Sunday. 2 years ago, he won the Valero on Easter Sunday. Last year, he won the RBC Heritage on Easter Sunday. And this year, the Masters is on Easter Sunday.
Your Can boy you repeat Spieth, that information? This is great,
listen
Carver.
To this.
I got him outright.
Easter Sunday, 21, he won the Valero. Okay. Easter Sunday last year, 22, he won the RBC Heritage. This year, Easter falls on the Masters. It's like once every 5 or 6 years that Easter Sunday falls on the Masters. So another reason,
great information.
Just a little, you know, connect the dots
Carver,
there with Spieth, but I like him
important.
Over Rahm. Yeah. Corey Connors over Fitzpatrick at +108. Fitzpatrick's looked awful the first 3 months of the year. Something's wrong with him. He's saying that there's nothing wrong with him. He's lying. He looks hurt. He's going to lose to Corey Connors. Justin Rose.
Love this pick.
Over Tyrrell Hatton. Now, if you've watched the Masters the last few years, if there's one player who absolutely hates playing at the Masters, it's Tyrrell Hatton. I mean, he's yelling at himself. He's yelling at the course. Never likes it. We're going to take Rose over him. And finally, Cam Smith over Patrick Cantlay at +138. There's a lot of Cam Smith.
Good value.
On my card this week, Cam.
I love it. That Rose over Hatton, great price. I love it. Fitzpatrick, that's the thing. Fitzpatrick can play well, but Connors is playing with house money. You're getting him as a dog. And Spieth can beat Rahm, and you're almost getting 140. I love your bets, Carver. Very, very good.
Yeah. Well, and now hopefully we win a lot of them, Cam. Hopefully we can actually cash a lot of tickets this weekend. And the rain doesn't completely ruin us, because the rain can ruin golf betting, unlike anything else. You can be all set up to bet on a golf tournament all weekend long, and it destroys live betting because they don't update the odds. You're in the middle of a round overnight. You don't know who's in the clubhouse. It's just torture. So hopefully some of that rain can move out, and it cannot happen. So more Masters tomorrow. Me and Cam will do the outrights and the first round leader bombs. Let's get to baseball. We'll start it here, Cam, and then we'll finish it off after I talk to Coach with the lion's share. Some crazy high-scoring games last night. I mentioned this with Davis earlier. Cam, I think every game except one went over last night. Every game except the Ranger-Oriole game. Runs all over the place, including starting San Diego, where the Padres were down 4-3 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And then Ha-Sung Kim changed that on Bally Sports San Diego.
Kim to left. Back goes Carroll. That's the ball game. Ha-Sung Kim walks it off. Padres go back to back in the ninth. Win it 5-4. They'll wait for him at the plate. It's time to celebrate.
Yeah, they had back-to-back homers there in the ninth, Cam, to win that game 5-4. Nice when Soto hit an absolute bomb in that game as well. So lots of run. I mean, Cam, 12-11, Cleveland beat Oakland. The Dodgers scored 13 against the Rockies. Ball juiced here, Cam, to start the year. A little juiced ball.
Yeah, it feels juicy there, Carver. Yeah, didn't the Brewers hit their total by even with the Mets scoring no run? What was the total in that game? Was it probably nine?
Yeah.
Eight and a half?
I think it was eight and a half for that game. Yeah. So a lot of them just squeaked by, but they still got over. Tigers beat the Astros 7-6 in 11 innings.
Tigers.
This was a crazy game. Tigers had a 5-0 lead in this game. They yacked it up. Astros get it to extra innings. And then in the 11th, Matt Vierling doing the honors on Bally Sports Detroit.
This is one deep center field. McCormick chasing it. Still going back. That ball is off the wall. No, it's over the wall. A two-run bomb for Matt Vierling. Powers it up to straightaway center field. And the Tigers have a two-run lead in the 11th in Houston.
We thought, Cam, that maybe some of those dogs that did not win a game over the first weekend would bark a little bit last night, and both Detroit and Kansas City were able to bark. Of course, the Royals at the expense of the Blue Jays.
Oh, yeah, murdered them. The Blue Jays look awful right now, Carver. Like, their pitching has just been atrocious, absolutely atrocious. Barrios sucks.
I was stunned to see that last night, how rung up he got by the Royals in that game. I mean, it was just hit after hit after hit after hit. The Angels out to a good start. They beat the Mariners last night 7-3. And we always love, usually we play Ohtani homers even in a loss, but they actually won the game last night. Ohtani goes yard on Bally Sports West.
Ohtani sends one in the air, right center field. He's watching it fly. It's a home run. Shohei Ohtani launches one. For the second straight game, he's homered. And this one gives the Angels the lead.
Showtime, Cam. A showtime home run there for Ohtani.
It's good. Yeah, no, it was, man. I'll tell you something. Him and Trout raking. You know what, Carver? It's early, but very concerned about the Mariners. You know what I mean? It's one of those teams I ever thinking taking an upswing. I don't know. The Angels are winning some games. I'm concerned. As a Seattle fan, I'd be worried.
I'm concerned. I would be concerned, too. I'm not so much going to get pumped up about the Angels. They did this last year. They started really hot in April. And then they lost, like, 50 out of 60 between the middle of May and the middle of July. So the Angels have shown they need to actually prove it over a much longer haul that they're going to be able to be in the mix before I can actually believe in them. Yankees last night, a win again. They go to 3-1, not giving up any runs either. 8-1 win over the Phillies. Gleyber Day, second day in a row with a homer on Yes Network.
High fly ball, right field, Castellanos back, on the track, and at the wall, see ya, home run, Torres, 3-0 Yanks.
If they actually got something decent out of Gleyber Torres, who hasn't been good the last couple of years, Cam, if he suddenly becomes the player that everybody thought he was 4 or 5 years ago, that'd be a major boost. For the Yankees, they don't even like have a position for him. He plays second one day, DH is another day. But if he hits the ball, he's going to be in the lineup.
You're damn right. And look at the pitching you get from Nasty. Nestor Cole was on fire. Great start for you guys out of the gate. Looking real good, Carver.
Good start.
Jays, not so much.
Yeah, look, they're 3-1. And in those three wins, I think they've given up one run combined in those three games. So they have done a great job with the pitching staff. That is for sure. All right, we'll do the rest of the baseball and all the games tonight. Cam, after we get to the lion's share with Coach Young coming up next. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Before we move on, of course, baseball is back. BetMGM has you set up. Call your shot Wednesdays. That is right. BetMGM players who place a $25 anytime MLB home run prop bet wager get a $10 bonus bet to use on any MLB game. All you got to do, log into the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android. Opt in to the MLB Call Your Shot Wednesdays and place a wager either as a pregame or live wager in the amount of at least $25. That is the minimum wager amount on any MLB game. Get $10 bonus bet to use on any MLB game. So there you go. Call your shot Wednesdays. Baseball is back at BetMGM. It is time for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Of course, Coach James Young is in the house as we get ready. Off night for the NBA last night. Full slate to get us back going tonight. Before we get there, Coach, let's tie this up. Me and Cam talked about it earlier. I never thought, even when it got to five, that UConn was losing that game last night. Just the way the game was going, I never got the sense that the Huskies and Dan Hurley were in any trouble whatsoever.
No, because, Carver, always great to be on with you, but you were waiting for what I call the kill shot, which was who was going to knock down the big shot, and it came. You said it right. 5-point game, 60-55. Good action by Coach Hurley. What are the deficiencies I've talked about with San Diego State? Dealing with off-screen action. They ran a screen, handoff to Hawkins, wide open. Once he hit that three, 63-55, I mean, I thought it was done anyway. But once he hit the three, that really cemented the game. There were points in the game when San Diego State just couldn't score. And you have to give – people talk about UConn's offense. Their defense is really good, Carver. And if you get into the paint, you got Sonogo and Klingon at, 6'11 and 7'2", who erase everything off the board. They secure every rebound, and any time you thought San Diego State did a little run, it's almost on cue, UConn would come and it would punch back until San Diego State had nothing left.
I actually thought, Coach, that the Aztecs, I thought they won the first 5 minutes of the game. I thought beginning of the game, off the jump, they hit a couple threes. UConn was working really hard for any buckets that they were getting. And then just you don't make a shot for 12 minutes. You could be playing as good as D as they were playing and as hard as they were making it on UConn. They just weren't making any shots. You can't go 12 minutes without making a shot in the championship game and expect to be there throughout the whole thing. And then you work so hard just to get it to five. I mean, I know it worked against FAU on Saturday. They were down 14 second. They weren't playing FAU last night. And that team's no joke. Nice job by you. I believe a clean sweep for you last night. Come on, Coach. Go ahead, Coach. You can peacock a little bit here, Coach. Clean sweep for you last night.
You know what it was, Carver? It was just one of those things where I looked at UConn as being a bigger, better version of San Diego State. And every sense of the word, height, athleticism, skill, bench, coaching, everything. And they remind me of when, if anybody's ever played against Coach Bob Hurley Sr., he has a way, and so does Dan now, where when they need to turn it up defensively, it's like they get to another gear that you don't think is even possible. They were all over the floor. Everybody contributed. And that's the key thing is, and that last thing is this, Sonogo's a bear. Like, y'all better hope that this dude goes pro because of this whole BS with the NIL and being an international kid. If they let this kid come back, they're winning it again because he is so good, Carver, at getting you in the hole. And if he gets you under the basket, it's game, set, match.
And that's the key about, you know, they put the odds right up, Coach. 11-1, them as the favorites. A lot of that hinges on if Sonogo's back. Because if he's not, I don't know if they should be the favorites per se. But if he is back, I could absolutely see it. That's for sure. All right, NBA is back tonight. Before we get to your picks, I don't know if you saw this because it just happened in the last hour or two. They got Luka at the shoot-around for the Mavericks, and they asked him if he misses Jalen Brunson in Dallas. And he kind of like gave like this like smile, and he was just like, yeah, I do miss him. I don't know if that's – you want to take that as he don't like playing with Kyrie or Eva. But they were a good fit. Brunson knew his role with Luka on that team. And sometimes the grass isn't greener, Coach, and Luka's found that out this year.
Yeah, and here's the thing, folks. They only offered, I think, 4 for 55 for Brunson. He got more than double that in New York, and he has proved his weight in gold for the Knicks because he's completely transformed that franchise. I'll say it, Carver. Hell yeah, that was a shot at Kyrie Irving. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It was obvious it was a shot. And now this whole narrative now is, I'm going to say something, because there's talk about, well, are they going to sit him? Are they going to not sit him? I don't think they win. But if Oklahoma City wins tonight at Golden State, which I don't think they will, watch Dallas shut those guys down because they're going to be one game out.
Got to be kidding me.
Because you know why? There is a concern that this is how bad it's going to blow up in their face. They trade these guys to get Kyrie. Kyrie leaves. And their pick to the Knicks is top 10 protected. If they make the play-in, they're at 11. So they would lose that pick to the Knicks. There is some narrative going around that Dallas may shut these guys down in order to protect the pick.
That would be absolutely gutless if they did that, Coach. You cannot be serious. Not going to play them. The last few, they got, I think, 4 games left, right? They're one of the teams that have 4. That's wild. All right, Coach, let's go. Give us the plays for tonight on the Lion's Share.
All right, Lion's Share. Here we go. Play number one. Y'all may think I'm crazy. I'm going with what I call the Cam Stewart Delight. I'm taking the Magic plus 4.5 versus the Cavs. Magic 5-0 against the spread the last 5 home games. 10-1 against the spread the last 11 games overall. Magic are playing well, and let's be honest, Carver High, the Cavs are locked into the 4 seed. How much are these guys even going to play? Give me the Magic plus 4.5. Next, big game tonight. I'm going with the Philadelphia 76ers on the money line tonight versus the Celtics. The Sixers are 24-10 against spread the last 34 home games. 8-3 against spread the last 11 games overall. Here's the key, Carver High. They get boat raced by Boston. They may see them in the second round. They need a confidence building game. And it's in Philadelphia. Those fans will be restless if they get blown out. Give me the Sixers on the money line. Next, Bulls minus 5.5 versus the Hawks. It was at 3.5, moved to 5.5. Why? Trae Young is not playing. May be better, but I don't know about that. Hawks are 3-7 against spread the last 10 road games. 0-4 against spread the last 4 games overall. Bulls 7-3 against spread the last 10 games overall. And they could get to 8. This is a big game with them as they're, I think, one game behind in the loss column to the Bulls. Hawks, I should say. Last play, Pelicans. Fly Pelican. Money supports versus the Kings. What the hell do the Kings have to play for? Absolutely nothing. They're locked into their spot. Pelicans are 7-1 against spread the last 8 games overall. 4-1 against spread the last 4 home games. And another situation with this loaded Western Conference with 4 teams with the same number of losses and one team behind them in Minnesota. This is a big game for the Pelicans. Give me the Pelicans minus the points.
A bunch of those teams, Coach, are in action tonight. Lakers are in Utah against the Jazz. They're laying a fat number on the road. I mean, 9.5 is heavy for them. I know they've been playing better, but that's a heavy number for the Lakers.
Too heavy a number for me. What I would do is I would go LeBron James, take a look at his points, rebounds, and assists sitting at, points and rebounds sitting at 32.5, gone over 9 out of his last 15 games, 28 out of 38. Big stretch. LeBron will be the better play for me.
Thunder, as you mentioned, are at the chase to take on Golden State tonight. Warriors, couple games left here. I mean, they win them, avoid the play-in, maybe lock themselves into Sacramento in the first round. These wins are important for the Warriors. I don't see them messing around, especially at home.
No, I do not. I like the Warriors minus the points at home today. Listen, Andrew Wiggins is starting to come back. We'll be back soon. They're going to be whole. They want the 6th spot, Carby, is the most coveted spot in the Western Conference. You get a team in Sacramento who has never been there, and you get that. If Golden State was the 6th seed, they would even be favored over Sacramento in a 7-game series.
And Grizzlies second round, not the Nuggets. Remember that part of it also.
Yep.
And you avoid the Nuggets until the West Finals. Actually, Nuggets and Phoenix. You avoid
and the Clippers
until the Western Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. We'll see about the Clippers. I'm a little worried about the Clippers, Coach. I don't know about the Clippers here this final week. They might be playing next week in the play-in game the way they're going. Final 130 seconds. T-Wolves also in that mix. Small favorites in Brooklyn tonight. I kind of like the Nets, Coach, tonight against the T-Wolves.
I love the Nets. I mean, did you see Minnesota lose at home on Sunday night to Portland as like a 17-point favorite? Nets have something to play for. They're still trying to lock up that 6 seed. Give me the Nets on the money line tonight.
Coach, let's get after it tonight. Full night of NBA. We're on our way, baby. Sunday, last day of the regular season. Let's finish strong. There he is, Coach James Young, the lion's share. Brought to you by BetMGM. We're back after this on Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. All right, Cam, there is one game going on right now. San Diego and the Diamondbacks at Petco. And I just watched during the break, Cam, what I guess they're calling the first pitch clock violation ejection that we have had this season, as Manny Machado was up in the bottom of the first inning, nobody on, two outs, And I guess he did not get back in the box in enough time, and he had two strikes on him. So the ump punched him out without him seeing that final third strike. Manny wasn't happy, so
no.
The ump responded by sending him to the showers in the bottom of the first inning. So our first pitch clock violation ejection in Major League Baseball this season. I think there'll be a few more, Cam, if I had to guess, between now and the end of the year.
Good call by you, Carver. No, isn't it interesting, too, that it's a high-profile player? It's not some schlep like some loser. Like, you know what I mean? It's got to be Manny Machado. Got to make a statement, right? Got to get back in there. Nobody gets preferential treatment. But, yeah, we'll see how this goes. This is going to be the first of it.
I love it. I think it's great. So they're underway scoreless as they go to the second. Arizona and the Padres. One more highlight from yesterday, and I know we already know that the Brewers beat up the Mets 10-0. But I heard this, Cam, and I just thought we had to play it. I mean, 89-year-old Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball from the Major League movies, still calling games here at 89, and he had the grand slam call for the kid Turang yesterday for the Brewers on Brewers Radio 620 WTMG in Milwaukee.
Tommy Hunter deals again to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! He just hit one out of here with the bases loaded. Bryce Turang, with family sitting in on this one, just hit one out of here.
Amazing.
I love that, Cam. It is amazing.
The guy's got more energy than a child, Carver. Like, that is amazing. I know broadcasts says they're like 35 that are just, got to hand it to Bob. Giving her strong in the booth. Wow.
And you hear him, and it just, he still sounds at 89 so good. It's like, I'm ready for him to roll out all the lines from Major League. Roll them all out there. Showing signs of life for the first time in weeks. Yeah, I'm ready to just give us all the calls.
I remember Bob from the Miller Lite commercials. Tastes great, less filling. But, like, you know, they're getting in there. Bob Uecker, like, Carver, can you believe that guy's 89? The energy of that call? That's fascinating.
This guy sneezes. He looks like a party favor. I mean, he's got all the classic guys from it.
That's great.
All right. What a lot. Twins beat the Marlins 10-1. Joey Gallo had one home run in that game. He had two the other day. He's got three early on in the year. Rays beat the Nats 6-2. Pirates beat the Red Sox. Lots of runs, Cam. We said line them up at Fenway last night, and they did it for us, 13 of them. Royals beat the Jays, we mentioned. Braves beat the Cardinals. They put Max Fried on the IL with a hamstring injury. The Orioles beat the Rangers 2-0. The only under in baseball last night was that game in Arlington as the Rangers lost their first game of the season. All right, let's get to tonight. We have a lot of games on deck for us here, Cam. We will start in Cincinnati. Like you said, the 6:40 p.m. Eastern starts down there for the Reds. They have the Cubbies tonight. Luis Sessa going for the Reds. Wesniewski is going for the Cubbies. Cubs right now, -135, plus +115 for the Reds at home. Big total after all those runs last night of a flat 9 for these two.
Tough game, Carver. I know the Cubs kid's a big-time prospect. I'm not sure. I can't lay juice with the Cubs. I'm probably going to have to pass in that game. I used to have a sickness for the Reds, my addiction, like how I bet Buffalo Sabres and hockey, but actually, you know what? This is the team that I want to, like, throw off the balcony. I'm done. Like, the Miami Marlins, like, I don't know why I bet this team.
Marlins,
I hate them. Like, they killed
the
me.
Marlins are at home tonight against the Twins. The Twins, Cam, one of the last two undefeated teams in Major League Baseball. The Twins and the Rays have not lost a game yet, but Kenta Maeda faces Sandy Alcantara for the Marlins tonight. So the Marlins have their big arm on the mound. That is why they are -155. +130 for Minnesota. Total a flat 7.
Will they give them more than a run? Are they going to help them out? Or you tell me who wins this game, Carver, because I'm not allowed to pick Marlins games anymore. This team is like, they're going to make me broke. Who do you like?
I like the over. Believe it or not. I'll take the over in it. There's just been these low totals right now. I'm probably going to try to ride the wave here, Cam, until things adjust a little bit. If I see something under a 7.5, I don't really care who's pitching. It's probably where I want to be. Twins have scored a bunch of runs here. They're facing the best pitcher they're going to face so far this year, but I think they'll be able to scratch a few across. But I'd probably like the Twins also at plus the 132. The Phillies have yet to win a game this year. Swept in Arlington, lost last night to the Yankees. 0-4, the defending National League champs. They've got Strom going tonight. Domingo Herman for the Bombers, minus 165. Phillies plus $148.5, the total in the Bronx.
How do you bet the Phillies right now? I know eventually they're going to win a game, but that's the Yankees just keep on rolling. Parlay material. Just get a plus.
I liked the Phillies last night, again, even against Cortez. I probably like them a little even more against Herman tonight. I mean, I got a feeling if they're going to get the Yankees a game in this series or get the first, you think it's tonight. They're facing Cole tomorrow. So you would think that tonight's the night where maybe they're going to get something done with the bats against Herman. I'll try the Phillies again, Cam, two nights in a row. With the plus money and see if we can get them across the board.
It doesn't make sense, though, Carver. Like Oakland, remember? Yeah. So they lose. So Angels lose with Ohtani, yet they win other game. You know what I mean? So I know Cole looks like a winner. Who knows? They can win tonight, maybe lose tomorrow. But I get your point. Cole's, Philadelphia's got to win a baseball game soon.
Cole is always good to give up a bunch of bombs whenever he faces, especially a team like the Phillies who got so many of them, Schwarber, Castellanos, etc. The Rays are in D.C. again against the Nationals. Like the Twins, we mentioned, the Rays are also one of the two last remaining unbeatens. Fleming goes for them. Chad, you're so cool, is going for Washington.
With that cigarette brand,
cool. Rays minus 175. A big total of 9 in this one. This is almost like the golf, Cam. I mean, we got names for a lot of these starting pitchers, too. I mean, we roll them out there for these guys. Not as good as the golf, but Chad, you're
I like
so
that.
Cool.
Yeah, Chad, too cool. Too cool for school. I don't know. Like, I can't bet on the Nationals. Like, I like betting on bad teams. Like, I thought the Tigers were in a good spot with Houston's fifth starter, but pass.
Yep, I agree. I'm not there tonight. Nationals are awful. They are a really bad baseball team. The Pirates are at Fenway again tonight to take on the Red Sox. Nick Pivetta gets the ball for them. Contreras for the Buccos. Sox minus 150. Oof. Buccos plus 125. Another big 9 here. They got over it last night. They're going to get over it again tonight. I saw Cora was even talking about it. He can't believe how many balls are flying out of Fenway right now. Let's keep it going.
Good call, Carver. You just bet every Boston game over with the pitching and the hitting. They rake. Other teams rake against them. So, yeah, I lean Boston, but I don't like the juice. Over.
Yeah, no doubt. Mets in Milwaukee after getting pounded yesterday afternoon in their home opener. Tonight, though, they bring Max Scherzer in onto the mound. Wade Miley goes for the Brew Crew. Mets are minus 150, plus $1.25 for the Brewers, and a flat 8, the total in this one. I'm on the Mets tonight, Cam. They'll be in some kind of parlay for me at minus 150.
I'm actually going to go both ways. I'm going to take them straight up, parlayed, and lay the 1.5. I'm all over the Mets tonight.
Okay. All right. Little run line, too. All right. Plus 110, minus the 1.5 for the Mets in Milwaukee. The Blue Jays are in Kansas City again.
Here we go.
Tonight they have our boy Kikuchi on the mound for the Birds tonight in Kansas City.
Here we go.
Blue Jays minus 175, Royals plus 145. How's a 10 spot for you, Cam, with the total tonight? Big 10.
It could get there. Bubich. Bubich, that guy's a gas can too. Him and Kikuchi, double flammable. Like, this is a hot barbecue. Here's my same game parlay, Carver. And you know what? I should have won with the Wild, the under 6.5 in Boldy last night. I got robbed. Vegas scored with 30 seconds left and they pulled the goalie. I got burned. Here we go. Jays to win. Kikuchi 4 or more Ks. Merrifield to have one base against his own team. 100 gets you 256. This one
I
feel good about.
Let's go. All right, yeah, Cam, I like it. Hey, listen, they got to get off the that's like an alt run line for me tonight. That's like that's over 13.5, 14.5. Yep. I mean, let's pile it on just like last night. The Braves are in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Braves have Dodd going tonight. Steven Matz for the Redbirds. Cardinals are -135, plus $1.15 for the Braves. Another big total, another 10 spot here. Wow, books adjusting after all the overs have come flying through the gate in the early going.
I'm going to leave this one to you, Carver. I have absolutely no vibe on that game whatsoever. I'm not laying juice with the doormats. What do you think?
Yeah. Look,
welcome, Matz.
I know that there's been a lot of runs here so far, but these two teams are good.
I agree.
I like if there's an under I want to play tonight, Cam, I think it's this under 10.
I would agree.
In the Cardinals. That's
I like your thinking.
See, like, look how excited we got at the 10 for Toronto and Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And, like, see, like, you got Gas Can Central, everything. I just don't have that same excitement when the Braves and the Cardinals for a number that big. So I think I'd rather go to the underside. The Tigers are in Houston again tonight to take on the Astros. There you go, Cam. I have it right now. Manning against Framber Valdez in this one. Astros, of course, laying the heavy, heavy lumber at home, -275, 7.5 total. I like the over.
Astros run line, Astros parlayed over.
Astros run line, so after the loss last night in extras, you expect the Astros to pound them, come back and take care of business against them, that's for sure. The Orioles are in Texas against the Rangers tonight, Cam. We have, for the Orioles, Kyle Gibson is going. Andrew Heaney goes for Texas, who is -145. Orioles plus $1.20, 8.5 total here. I like the O's again. We're going Orioles baseball on the road, plus +120.
They're a good team, man. They just keep on grinding, Carver. They got good young players on that team. Like, we talk about the Yankees and Blue Jays. The Rays are unbelievable. The Orioles are good. Like, I think Boston finishes last in that division. Like, the Orioles can play. Disrespect.
The Orioles can play. They absolutely can. And I like the Rangers this year. I bet them the over on the 81.5. I think they're going to be a good team. But I like the Orioles as well here in the early going. All right, we'll come back. I've got the late night games for you as well, Kim. We'll do those at the top of the hour after this day in sports, including Shane, don't call me Justin Bieber, on the mound for the Guardians tonight in Oakland against the Athletics. We keep rolling on coast to coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. All right, it is time for this day in Carver High history. 1974 is where we'll start today. Hank Aaron ties Babe Ruth's home run record, 714, on opening day in Cincinnati. 1983, NC State beats Houston with the buzzer-beating dunk by Lorenzo Charles. Alf, a missed 30-footer by Wittenberg to win the men's national championship. 86, Wayne Gretzky sets an NHL record with his 213th point of the season. Are you kidding me? 88, Kansas beat Oklahoma to win the men's national championship. Danny Manning was the most outstanding player. 89, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar plays his last game in Seattle. 89, Tommy John ties a record by playing in his 26th season. Also picked up his 287th win on this day. 93, Texas Tech beats Ohio State in the women's national championship game. Cheryl Swoop's most outstanding player. 94, Arkansas beat Duke for the championship. Not also in 94, Daryl Strawberry, substance abuse treatment. Not a good day for him. Let's go to 2011. UConn beat Butler to win the national title. 2016, I want to play the clip because it's a good one. Villanova beats North Carolina to win the national title. Chris Jenkins.
Going to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Well, Jenkins.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Jim, they're going to
The double order onions from sauteed. Raft right there on the call with Nance as Nance and Raft done. It's only the azaleas and Tony Romo for Nance now after last night. He's finished with the
Magnolia Lane, baby.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.